And you're listening to another episode of Courageous Conversations with Sheree. I'm your girl, Sheree Darien. What's up, Savannah GA? I'm so happy and delighted and excited and a whole bunch of stuff today, guys, to be back with you. But before we jump into that, let me jump into this and remind you, you're listening to WRUULP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM. WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul. And the viewpoints expressed in the following program are not necessarily that of WRUU, its staff, or its listeners. Thank you so much, guys. We are back in the studio today. We have another terrific, fantastic, fabulous guest with you. Her name is Miss Crystal, help me.
Grenier.
Miss Crystal Grenier. Miss Crystal, are you on the line with me?
I am here with you right now.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Listen, we're talking about going global. I'm on the East Coast and you're a mountain standard time.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Speak today. North Dakota. What's the weather like there?
Well, actually, I'm in Mesa, Arizona. We're down here for 3 months wintering. North Dakota is generally very, very cold right now with lots of snow.
Got it.
So I'm not.
So what's the weather like in Arizona?
Yes. Yeah, we're in Mesa.
Wow. Well, you have on a tank top, so beautiful.
Yeah.
Sun shining. Yep. You ready to get off of this so you can go and enjoy that?
Yes. Yes. It's warm outside and the pool feels fine.
Oh, beautiful. Well, that's sweet. So if you will, my darling, allow me an opportunity to what I call roll out the red carpet for my guests. That's my way of loving on you and letting my listeners know just who took a moment of their time to speak with us today. Is that cool?
Yeah, that sounds
good. Awesome. All right, so Ms. Crystal Grenier is an online wellness consultant who helps women thrive despite a chronic illness so that they can realize an abundant life through guided offers around emotional health, focusing on six phases of support, building community, ebooks, workshops, a membership program, virtual and live retreats, and mastermind courses. As a breast cancer survivor with a deep background in health and fitness, she has been given the tools to share intentional insight into alternative healing methods of self-acceptance, continued growth, and copious living. Crystal is a contributing writer for Thrive Global, a local newspaper column, Healing Through Conversations. High five for the conversations. And contributing author in Feisty, Dangerously Amazing Women Using Their Voices and Making an Impact. Yay, yay. That's Red Thread Publishing. And she is an aspiring solo author of an upcoming compilation of interviews around, I can't say this word right now, help me. My brain's going too fast.
Alchemizing our emotions.
Alchemizing emotions in female chronic illness. And we're going to have to unpack that because I am new to that. Totally agree. She holds a bachelor's in communication and business and a master's in sports management. She is obviously currently in Mesa, Arizona, but also lives in North Dakota and is married with two adult daughters. Crystal flows with all things natural. Her physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual practices keep her grounded, present, and on a continued path of authentic healing. Welcome, my love. Welcome to Courageous Conversations with Cherie. Now, what I'm most drawn to, while I love the healing through conversations, is what is this, these alternative methods of self-acceptance, continued growth, excuse me, and copious living. What do you mean by copious living? That is the one thing that really struck a chord with me when I read that. It resonated.
Copious living is living in your authentic self, finding that self-connection internally so you can externally heal. So finding those modalities that work for you on a holistic level to live your abundant lifestyle.
What does that look like in the practical sense? And we're going to get to some questions in a moment.
Sure.
But I'm just so intrigued.
Okay. So for example, you could practice yoga.
Yeah.
You know, wherever your level of yoga expertise or experience is. Meditation, journaling, EFT tapping. I don't know if you've heard of that before. Walking in nature, like doing meditation outside. Just finding ways to be present in your moment and just being with you and really being aware of your emotions, depending on your situation or your circumstance, and how to process those emotions and realize that you have choices. Emotional clarity.
Yeah. So I noticed that your topic today was, what is your EQ? Emotional awareness and holistic choices can nourish, flow, alchemize to bring a balance of abundancy in living your life. Would you expand on that?
Expand on which part?
All of it.
So do you want me to go into my three pillars a little bit? Is that what you're kind of?
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. For me, using three pillars, like, how are you nourishing your emotions? Are you overstuffing them? Are you shoving them down into your body physically and mentally and not processing them, which can cause illness or disease? Or are you starving them? Are you not, you're not feeding them enough information or clarity in defining them, putting a word to your emotion? And then how are you moving through your emotions? How are you processing them? And that's where those modalities come in of like yoga, meditation, journaling.
Got it.
Because you're finding ways to physically and mentally move through your emotions so you can transform from them. So you can transform and come out on the other side to maybe help others process their emotions or find that place of self-discovery and self-exploration where you can live your abundant life.
Right.
So your place of living.
Okay. So would it be accurate to presume that you had your own epiphany moment, if you will, that brought you to wanting to do this type of work?
Yes. So for me, going through my breast cancer journey 4.5 years ago, I've been in the fitness industry for over 38 years as an instructor and a trainer, and I was eating fairly well. So when I discovered a lump under my right armpit after my first hip treatment 2 months prior to that, I was thinking, oh, it's just swollen lymph from my hip replacement. So finding this lump in one armpit, not the other, you know, being very aware of my body, following a pretty healthy lifestyle, you know, you're questioning like, well, what could this be? You know, why is it over here and not there? And then you start to go to Dr. Google, which is a bad idea because then you start to Google things and the cancer. So went to my PA, you know, wanting to get it checked out. It came up as invasive ductal carcinoma or breast cancer. So of course, shock sets in, anger, frustration. Why me? I did that. And just finding my breast cancer and going through that experience, I attribute my emotional stuffing. I lost my father in an airline accident at age two. I lost a half sister in 1986 at 17 in a car accident. And then my mom recently passed in October of 2020 of heart congestive failure. So being the oldest in the family dynamic of a step family dynamic for years, we had a very unhealthy family upbringing, I guess you could say, being in that dynamic in the 70s and 80s. So I feel for me that I was the do good girl. Like okay, I just do what I needed to do without being told and just not say anything and stuff. So I contribute and attribute my cancer diagnosis to emotional stuffing, manifesting emotions that never were processed with grief from all my loss in my life. My anger and frustration for, I know my mother did the best she could do, but she was passive a lot of times in the marriage. So just different relationships and dynamics that surrounded me, wanting to constantly reach for external happiness and love and affirmation and affection because I didn't have it at home. So that sought me to strive for the good grades, try out for drill team, be the varsity cheerleader, you know, just all the things, looking for that external acceptance all the time. And that moved into my adult life, just constantly looking for external happiness. And I was never satisfied. So that's what put me on this emotional healing and health path, is because I want to help other women over 40 that are dealing with chronic illness or disease. How to emotionally heal, you know, discover their emotional health, where it's at, and how to heal, even if they have to live with a chronic disease. I'm fortunate enough to not have breast cancer. You know, I'm cancer free.
Yeah.
But some women that have, you know, fibro or lupus, and they have to live with it. So, so that's where I went down the emotional path with, just personally going through cancer.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing that, you being so transparent about it. And also for clearly paying it forward for, I would say, all of humanity, certainly for the people that are listening today. I can certainly relate to the, I was going to ask you before you really told us your own personal journey about the emotional stuffing, overstuffing, shoving it down, starving it, not feeding it enough to get clarity or even moving it through processing it. I really captured all of that. What you said directly related, or I could see resonate with something that happened with me. First, two things. I couldn't lose weight. And I did everything that I had once did before that actually worked and was doing all the right things, quote unquote, but it was emotional. It was emotional. I had some personal issues. And once I addressed those issues, then it fell off. But I love what you were saying about manifesting those health issues due to the emotional stuffing. What percentage of people do you think struggle with that today?
Oh my gosh. Well, I don't have an exact number for you, obviously, without looking it up, but I think over 75% or more. That's just a number that my head. I think this is a statistic I just saw, like in 2030, there's going to be over so many millions of people that are going to be struggling with a mental or emotional illness. Because we always focus on the physical. Like we always, you know, we always look at that external, like you talked about losing weight, you know, you want to look good, but it's like, how do you feel?
Right.
We got to keep all those well-being components together, all five of them.
Yeah.
To heal authentically, you know, it's not just.
Yeah. How important do you think it is to create or even have, it's a twofold question I'm asking you, to either create a safe space or have a safe space? Like have a place where you can go or also create one.
Okay, so are you talking like physically go or like within ourselves?
Either or, because sometimes we can't escape. Like if there's a situation, say at work, for example, and emotions are high or, you know, there's some confrontation or disagreement, whatever, you can't leave the room. So what do you do while you're right there to maintain composure, so forth and so on?
Okay, so two things. The first thing you can do is sit in your place or chair at your desk and just take deep breaths in, deep breathing, inhaling and exhaling, just to kind of calm yourself down, your parasympathetic, you know, just so you're not fleeing, but you're just staying present in your moment, just breathing into it, and then addressing what needs to be addressed. If you have to, you know, physically or verbally say something, or is it an action? For me, I've learned over the past couple of years, I've been working with a coach, you know, for my business and or personally for myself. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm learning to not react all the time. I've been in confrontations with loved ones where I'm constantly wanting to get the last word in or like rebuttaling my stance just in the moment. So I'm learning to just address it in a different way and say, okay, I understand what you're saying. You know, I hear your words, but I need to step out of this a little for some time to process it. And then I'll come back and I'll have an answer for you. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm learning how to do, is to not get engaged in that anger or that volcanic eruption.
That emotion. Yeah.
I'm learning to like voice calmly. You know, like I need to process this a little bit. I'll come back to you in a day or two or whatever time frame, and I'll express how I feel or communicate what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. So that's how two things that I've been working on personally for me.
So when you're coaching others, correct? Or did I give you a new title? Do you work with them?
No, yes. You just have. I'm in the process. I'm transitioning my business right now. So I stepped out of the fitness training role last year through my coaches that are helping me.
Yes.
And that's the hardest thing ever, because that for me has been a mainstay in my life for 38 plus years. So everything changes and evolves around me because I'm not happy. I fall back on fitness because it's comfortable. It's safe.
Yes.
I know it and I can do it without like thinking about it. So mm-hmm. I stepped out of that because I was getting to the point in my life where it's not fulfilling me anymore. It's not making me happy.
Yeah.
So I had to physically like go on Facebook Live last year, declare that I was not going to teach anymore and not going to train anymore. And that was the hardest thing for me ever to do in my life. Mm-hmm. So I stepped into an online holistic health coaching role, and it was going good. I had, you know, it's slow. You know how business goes. You kind of have to build up mm-hmm. your community, and which I'm doing right now. And I just was finding that it was kind of like pressure and a struggle to have to, you know, social media post all the time, put emails out there, and just like, I feel like I was being pushed to perform all the time. Uh-huh. And so I backed out of that in the fall and realized that I'm a good writer, that I can write the written word and share that in an emotional, healing, healthy way. So that's where all these published articles and book chapters are coming into play. Mm-hmm. And I feel relaxed and peaceful when I write. And so now I'm changing my direction of my business as a consultant, using the written word and other modalities to holistically heal, but I want to offer programs again. So it's kind of like coaching still, but I'm throwing consultant in there instead of coaching.
I understand.
No,
that's fabulous. It's interesting how when you let go of the thing that you hold so near and dear, because it's comfortable, it's familiar, you're good at it, right? And then you discover that you're so much more than just that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
For sure. Then I question myself all the time, and you know, and the women that I've been working with, they're like, you know what you're doing. You know, you don't need to go back to school and get more education. And, you know, I've kept taking all these certifications when I was teaching because I was trying to please everybody else. Be like, what do you want? You know, what do you want? I'll get Zumba certified. I'll do TikTok or whatever, just to please everybody, just to appease what they wanted. And I wasn't doing what I wanted to do.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's so good. I just had a conversation about that. Same thing. I am a fellow former people pleaser, and I didn't understand why. And I had a guest on recently, and I described whatever I said, and then she summed it up and paraphrased it really quickly. And she said, well, you're always chasing something.
Yep.
You were talking about that external acceptance or happiness and never satisfied.
Yes.
I needed an accomplishment. And before I could celebrate, would even stop and celebrate that accomplishment, I was off to the races to do something else. And she said, you always have to chase something. You're always chasing something. And I had a moment, a light bulb moment, and said, she is absolutely right. Like, what is that? And it was my default conditioning of people pleasing. And then I was in my bedroom the other night and was just talking. And I said, well, I wonder why I do that. Then curiosity gets the best of me. And what I realized is, instead of getting reprimanded at home in that original environment, I didn't want to get, you know, in trouble with my mother or, you know, whatever. So in order to keep the peace and appease everyone, I would take the initiative to do it before something happened. And then that set in, it follows you. It follows you into your adulthood and your relationships and everything. It doesn't go away, but I couldn't understand why. And I said, well, I always wanted to stay two steps ahead. And that's where the people pleasing came from. So I didn't even consider myself. I silenced my voice tremendously just to keep peace. It's amazing. So I totally get it. But the discovery now, I'm like, you know, is the awareness. I want to really unpack the EQ. What is your EQ? What is your EQ?
Oh my gosh, 1,000 fold. No, my emotional cue is from 2 years ago. It's like 100% plus. I have discovered so many things about myself, and then forgiveness is huge too. You know, forgiving. You know, my mom did the best she could do, just learning to forgive my brother for his actions and my mom. And so forgiveness has been hard. So that, of course, I think that adds on to your, all that stuff goes together in your EQ.
Yeah,
your
emotion,
you know, your emotional smarts. Mm-hmm. So just, yeah, just learning to be present, just to be in my moment and try to have fun. This is something else I've been learning the last couple of years, is how we live in our masculinity all the time as women, because we want to, like we were just talking about, we want to perform, we want to take control, we want to like be the man, because that's the place that we've been put into for some years, and now we're breaking time of femininity and having fun. So I'm trying to put more fun into my life.
Yeah, like, must be twins. I promise you. I just said that today. Someone was asking me. I said, now, as brilliant as you guys are trying to make me, I do have a deficit, and it is the fun zone.
Yeah.
So somebody asked me, this is the question that I was asked today. If you had the opportunity to go to a dinner party that one was a group of, it was an intimate setting with a group of the best minds in the world.
Yep.
You could just sit in that table with these people. That's one option. Or you had the opportunity to go to some amazing entertainment. It's live. It's fun. I said, now, That's where my deficit is, in the fund department, because I'm so analytical, I'm so business oriented, I'm always chasing something performing, but my natural choice would be to sit at the feet and glean some wisdom from those people at that table. But where I should be is at the party.
You want to continue to feed your logical, emotional mind, and you need to be in the fun zone. You know,
learning how to relax, chill out, don't, and not do, but be.
Yes, for sure. And okay, so just on a side note, this is my birthday week. My birthday's Thursday. And so I have been posting every day on Facebook. I started Sunday.
Yes.
All the things I'm doing for fun. So every day I just fun. For me.
What you've been doing? Tell us what you've been doing.
Okay, so Sunday, I had my husband go on a hike with me, okay? He's not a hiking man by any means. So he went on a hike with me. Then I treated him by going to a brewery so he could have his burger, because I'm vegan. Yes.
Okay.
So he's had his burger and his beer.
Yeah, and I heard that. So he could have his burger. I heard that, Miss Vegan.
Burger and beer. And then
you gotta have some fun too. Your company gotta have some fun too.
He went on a hike with me, so I had to, you know, let him, I had to treat him in some way.
Gotta reward him. Yeah.
And then I went out by the pool for a little bit, which I do every afternoon. I kind of go out and put my earbuds in and listen to a book, you know, read, because I never get a chance to sit down and read anything that I really want to read. Because again, I want to educate myself, right? Yeah. So I read my fun, smutty book stuff. That's what I do.
I love it.
Yes. And then, yesterday, what did I do yesterday? Oh, I went golfing because I'm
cool.
Golf and get better. A little bit more pool time. Oh, I got a pedicure. So I went and did my pedi, treated myself for that. Today, I did a little hot yoga. And then after we get done having our conversation, I'll go out by the pool for, a couple hours. So yeah, I've been every day documenting it on Facebook, and then just trying to have an element of fun every day.
Wow, that's cool. Well, happy birthday. If I had a singing voice, I would sing to you and serenade you, but I can't. And you'd be like, please, Sheree, don't. Stick with the radio show. Don't sing.
All right.
Happy birthday. So we were just talking about the discovery and your EQ. You're off the charts. I'm so super proud of you, my sister. So I do have a question for you. You like you, the you that you are now, do you like her?
I love her. I love her so much. That's another thing is creating and manifesting my self-love, because it's all right here. It's not out there. It's here.
Right.
And that's something that I've been cultivating and learning. I mean, and I've got scars, sister, all over my body. You know, I've got the breast scars, I've got both hips replaced, so I got the hip. So I have to look at this 59-year-old body on Thursday and say, you know what? These are part of me. You know, I've had two C's.
That's right.
So I have to embrace who I am.
Yes.
Where I am, physically, mentally, and emotionally. So
Yeah, doesn't that feel good? She said, I love her. I asked you, do you like you? You said, I love her. Oh, good job. Beautiful. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break right here, Savannah. You're listening to another episode of Courageous Conversations with Sheree and Miss Christo. I'll bring her right back. I promise. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Do you own a small business? Do you want to get your message out to a dedicated, loyal, and active audience? Then make WRUU part of your company's marketing strategy. Our listeners aren't just passively listening to us in the background. When your company underwrites with WRUU, you're getting their attention. And you're also supporting Savannah's only community radio station. It's an act of both self-interest and community spirit. Connect your brand with WRUU's passion, spunk, and hyper-local focus by choosing an underwriting package that fits your company's budget. Email underwriting@wruu.org for more information. Thank you.
And And you're listening to another episode of Courageous Conversations with Sheree. We are back. I have Miss Crystal on, and we are talking all things self-love, self-care. Yes, we love ourselves, Savannah. We hope you love yourself too, or at least we're inspiring you to do that, because that's what we do here. We are naked, unashamed, and unapologetic with our truth. And before we end this show, we're paying it forward, and hoping that you'll do the same thing too. That being said, okay, background in health and fitness, and then you get diagnosed with breast cancer. How does that happen? Talk to us about it.
Okay, well, we'll go back to finding my armpit. Like, it moved, and then I went to the left side. I'm like, well, it's not over here. So then you know, the light bulb clicks on. This isn't right. Something's not normal. Gonna get it checked out. But then you never want to go to Dr. Google, because you read things and you freak yourself out. But I did. Right. I went to Google, found, you know, you read about cancer, like, okay, well, maybe it's just swollen lymph from my hip replacement that I had 2 months prior. So come to find out, after my PA visit, biopsy, ultrasound, it was invasive ductal carcinoma.
Thank God.
And then you're like, well, how, why, where did it come from? And then all the questions start to, you know, erupt out of your mouth and in your mind. And of course there's no answers. So then I kind of put myself into the mindset of, okay, once you get over that initial shock and you're pissed off and you're angry and upset, it's like, okay, well, what do I need to do? You know, how do I get it out of my body? Mm-hmm. So I focus on healing and never have to deal with it again. Mm-hmm. So I struggle, because being holistically, you know, a follower of holistic and natural things, I went through chemotherapy, which I didn't want to put that poison into my body, but I was to the point where, okay, let's put the poison in, kill the cancer. You know, first they did surgery. They took out breast tissue on the right side, and then 9 lymph nodes on my right side. 8 of them had cancer, so it was moving body. 2 more lymph nodes were lighting up under my shoulder blade. They sent us to Mayo in Minnesota, and they're like, well, should we go back in and operate and take those out, or try to kill it with chemo? And we're like, I'm like, I don't want to go under the knife again. Let's just do the chemotherapy treatment. So I had the 4 rounds of the Red Devil. I don't know if you've heard of that before. The AC, I can't pronounce them. Don't ask me, please, to do that.
No, you're fine.
So that's the one where you lose your hair, you know, fatigue, that you can have side effects known to man or woman. I was fortunate with that. I was able to, I just felt foggy all the time. Like, my brain was foggy, but I was able to put myself, like, every day I would get up and I would practice yoga for 5 minutes, 10, just stretching and moving my body. Meditation, I would sit in a chair. I did Brad Yates tapping, EFT tapping, just to kind of bring myself clarity a little bit before I started my day. So whenever I just did what I felt like doing every day, like whatever food I ate, just comfort food, or I never got sick, nauseated. So I was fortunate. And I think it's because of the lifestyle that I had before I was diagnosed with cancer. You know, like how I was living my life before. I was living, you know, obviously active, exercising, eating fairly healthy. So I think that helped me process through it.
Right.
So after the 8 weeks of the AC, I did 12 weeks of Taxol every week, once a week. And then I did 28 rounds of radiation. Mm-hmm. So I had to do both of them.
Yeah.
So for me, getting through that, it's like, just let me get through these treatments. And then once I'm done, I connected with a naturopath doctor in South Dakota. So I go down there every 6 months.
Yeah.
And have him test me. And then I still do my CT bone scans every 6 months as well, for at least another 6 months. And then I think I'll go to once a year. Right. And just focused on staying healthy and healing, continued healing.
I can hear that. But I also hear some incredible willpower. incredible willpower and determination, resilience. You're very resourceful as far as finding some other options, not just the chemotherapy and the radiation, right? You wanted to beat this thing and not just for once to go on rescission, but I mean, what do you call it? Remission, excuse me.
Permission.
I was thinking something totally different. Remission. You wanted to be done, like totally healed from the inside out. What do you think cancer came to teach you or tell you? Was there a message in that?
Oh my gosh, yes. Cancer was a message to me that I needed to process my emotions, my grief. You know, talk to somebody about, go through therapy and talk to somebody about my grief, you know, and how to process it for me. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, again, the forgiveness, you know, for myself and for others in my life. That was a huge milestone for me, just learning how to address my grief and my stories, my old stories, you know, writing them down from my, you know, I had like over 50 stories that I was asked to do, you know, and then once you write them down, figure out, okay, so what's the neutral part of that story? And then how can you change that story? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I burned them all. So it was kind of like a ritual of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So that was profound for me to do all that.
Yeah, because when you're talking about forgiveness, I was thinking about the ability to release and let go.
Yeah. And that's hard for me because I'm the person that I don't really hold a grudge, but I have a hard time letting things go. Mm-hmm. Like I'll harbor them. And I still kind of do that in my marriage. We've been married 25 years. But sometimes I'm trying to, you know, again, address it when I'm thinking it and not hold on to and just walk away. Like, cause that's what I would do. I would walk away and not address it. You know,
was it an avoidance technique?
Huh?
Was it an avoidance technique?
Oh yeah. Because and that's how I grew up. I would just like do what I had to do, keep my mouth shut and just get at, you know, I stayed at my friend's a lot. Like I was not home because they had the family dynamic that I craved, you know, I would just avoid the situation or avoid the conflict. Mm-hmm. And then I was in my marriage and then I would come back 2 days later and I would explode. And my husband's like, I thought we were over that. What are you talking about? He's like all freaked out.
Yeah. So
I'm just processing the grief first of all, and then going back and looking at my old stories, like looking at my path and what caused me that discomfort and that pain and that emotional stuffing that needed to be puked out of my body so I could heal.
You know? It's work. You've done the work. What do you say to others when you're talking and sharing your story about really sitting in that emotion, whatever that emotion happens to be at that moment, and processing it, like moving it through some of the stages that you shared, the pillars, excuse me, that you shared earlier?
Well, moving forward with guided offers, that's kind of my plan, is to put together guided offers and start laying out the stories, like start laying out the nourishment of your, how are you feeding them? How have you been feeding them?
Mm-hmm.
Write these things down and then moving through and processing them. Okay. So what can we do to move them through? Do you need to physically do something? Do you need to journal, you know, write the stories down? Do you need to practice some kind of meditation or deep breathing? I want to incorporate art therapy into my offers, like with painting, because I don't know yet, painting type of crafting where you're doing something with your hands to process emotion, like getting it out of here onto here,
right?
You know, from head to paper or canvas or whatever that's going to be. And then how does that make you feel? You know, putting a name to the emotion. Like, you're angry and upset. Well, why are you angry, upset? And then talk about that. So kind of dive deeper into the emotion and putting a name to it.
Yeah.
You know, you get to own it. You get to change it. You know, you get to own it. You get to change it. You get to feel it.
Experience it, right? Yeah.
So you're kind of just diving deeper into it and not surface expressing it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, you do. Tell me, just respond to this, to the people that may think, this is not necessary. You know, like, everybody has feelings, you know, get over it, you know, whatever. What do you say to that? Like, is this really, really that serious? We said something about mental health, you know, and the stats on that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to get to a point where we can't avoid it anymore.
Yeah.
Just pushing it up under the rug, shoving it up under the rug.
Right. Well, look at all the chronic disease and illness out there now, like, you know, mentally, physically. And it's not, chronic illness and disease is 10% hereditary or less. You know, breast cancer doesn't run in my family anywhere. You know, if people always think, well, my aunt doesn't have it. My mom, you know, my dad doesn't have it. There are so many other environmental factors out there that can cause a disease that we are just now starting to research and share with the masses, because people are ignorant. They're unaware.
Yeah.
You know, they think it's all hereditary, and it's not.
Right. You know? Right.
So that's something that I would incorporate and explain. And then also sharing my experience, my heart-centered felt experience.
Yes.
I think resonates the best or the most with someone in sharing.
Most effective, right?
Huh?
Most effective, I would say.
Yeah, definitely. And for me, like I was talking about in the past before I got cancer, like when I would put something out there.
Yeah.
It just felt like it was forced. Like it was very certain. Even when I was teaching yoga, I mean, yoga can be so many different things. You've got your asanas, you've got your prana, all that stuff. But
yeah,
I felt like it was always surface. Like I was just going through the motions of living, of life, you know, like just going through the.
And do you feel like you're living now?
Yes. Oh my gosh. So much more so.
Yeah.
On so many levels.
Simply going out to the pool or experiencing the sun rays on your skin.
Oh, just, yeah.
I know some people think it's just mushy, like it's not that serious. It is.
It is. I mean, even when you're out walking in nature, I'm just more aware of my surroundings. Like, oh my God, look at that cool tree, you know, or
something. Yeah.
You know, you're not just out there going through the motions of life, but you're aware of things around you, your surroundings,
yeah,
you know, loved ones, all those.
Yeah. That's I'm glad you mentioned the loved ones again, because I was going to share with you today. It's officially a month that I lost my dad. So you were talking about the loss of your parents and another loved one. I was recalling, you were recalling all of that back to me. And so my emotions are like, my heart is about to jump out of my chest, because you know, when we're sharing our story, your listeners are really seeing their lives through yours.
Yeah.
And that's what I was doing as you were sharing. I'm looking for where the thread connected. And I was like, wow, she lost her dad. Wow, she lost her mom. Wow, she had a physical illness that manifested due to emotions. And wow, she was a people pleaser. This is me. This is just one person, the host here. And how much your story is so much like mine, the performance. I call it the hamster wheel of, you know, trying to do, off to the races. So all of that is amazing, but most important, and I love, 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 and really want to create this safe space and really honor you. I believe without a shadow of a doubt that we all, humanity as a whole, all want to be seen, heard, and valued. And I want you to know how much very intentional I am about being present with you today, hearing your story and sharing it abroad with as many people that are listening to us. And I see you, like I hear you, and I appreciate you for doing the work. That's what you've done. You've done the work. And I am so super proud of you. You are not alone. And you know, we have a tribe. We have a tribe. There's a tribe of us that have been awakened, that has, you know, hit quote unquote rock bottom, if you will, with the way we were, you releasing the fitness, right? And now yep. you're doing the journaling or the column. And it's like, what the heck? You know, letting go of the familiar and going out here to the unfamiliar. You've done the work. It's so many of us out here. And I believe that it's definitely on purpose. It is not a coincidence. And I just wanted to celebrate you in this moment and say, thank you, girl. Thank you so much. That got to feel good.
Oh, well, I appreciate you acknowledging what I'm doing and where I'm going, my vision and my journey. Yeah. And resonating with my experience.
Oh, absolutely. You heard how I just recaptured all of that, right? Just recaptured all of that. Cause I'm really, really here and really appreciating your lived experience. And more importantly, you're living, you're presently aware and fully aware and appreciative. I hear the spirit of gratitude, most certainly.
Well, thank you.
I don't think you can get here without it. What about you?
No.
Without gratitude.
You have to have gratitude and grace. Mm-hmm. Do you believe in oracle cards? Do you do oracle cards at all? Do you do draw? Okay. So I have a deck. It's called Soulful Woman. Let me show you this.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody, the listeners can't see it, but.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I do a card pull every day. And the card I drew today was grace.
Lovely. What does it say? Read it for us.
So when I open to the deep source of grace, the flow of my life feels effortless and vibrant.
Wow. Ebb and flow. I say it all the time. Just ebb and flow. Don't force a thing.
No. Go with the flow. You got to like let the divine, you know, whatever being is, let the divine timing, let it happen when it's ready to happen. That's what I...
That's easier said to go. And that comes back to you acknowledging this is still an area that I'm working on, the release and letting go part, right?
Yeah.
It sounds so like let it go. But only after you have gone through your own experience do you really get what that means. Because I often say there was a time in my own life not very long ago where I could see the light at the end of the tunnel of whatever I was going through at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But it felt like in my feelings again, that I was never going to get out of it. Like it felt like it was absolutely impossible to get out of it. Right.
Yeah.
Until I did get out of it. And then I'm looking around, Crystal, and I'm thinking, when the heck did I get out?
Oh, so, okay. So I'm going to go back when I was going through treatment.
Yeah.
Every day you feel like, you're like, okay, I've got this many treatments left. Okay, I've got this many radiation treatments left. So when you're in the middle of it, it seems like it's never going to end, just like that. But now it's been 4.5 years. I mean, and to me, like, my God, that's like so long.
I know. It's like the pain or, you know, whatever was going on in that moment. Like I try to look for it. Like I try to find the feeling, the reference point of that emotion, and I cannot find it.
Yeah.
Because of where I am. And that's a great thing. It's a great feeling. Like I am such, it sounds like we both are in such a good space in our lives and our individual journeys right now. Maybe that's how I attracted you. I believe that, you know, we put it out there and the universe just brings it back. So that's what we see. I'm seeing my clients, my guests, excuse me, that are coming on now. They have come on the other side of whatever that thing was.
I believe in energetic pull. You know, like I think people energetically back to each other. Everything's energy.
Yes, everything is. Everything, absolutely. Yeah.
Wow. I totally.
Wow. Everything,
if your energy is good and positive, you're going to attract good and positive energy.
Yeah.
Through people and things. So.
Yeah. Yes. And things. Good point. You know, I'm thinking just reminiscing on your bio, the word abundant. What does that word mean to you?
Oh my gosh. Abundant to me, or abundancy, means a fullness. It's like a fullness, being full of life, like overflowing with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, psychological. Like, I'm abundantly full.
Yeah, yeah. Full till overflow.
I'm full of all the good.
Yeah. Okay, good point. I'm glad you said that, and I'm going to come back on your heels with that. You're full of all the good things. Let's balance the conversation so people know, yes, we're not too far gone, right? We're still here on the earth with them, living a lived experience that includes the good, the bad, the ugly, and the indifferent.
Yeah.
Because everybody doesn't agree on things. But what do you do to balance, or what do you do in the times when things aren't, quote unquote, going good or feeling good?
Yeah.
I know you mentioned the pillars, right? Maybe that's what you do.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're not feeling abundant, we'll go back to abundant. If you're not feeling full one day.
Yes.
It's kind of like when you're on a diet and you cheat, you know, like, okay, I had that cookie. Dang it. It's like, okay, well, you know what? I had that cookie because I needed that cookie in that. And then I'll just get back on it tomorrow. So you kind of just like verbally, I think, and mentally tell yourself it's okay if something doesn't go according to plan, or you have that cookie and you can get back on the wagon, jump back on tomorrow, jump back on that wagon tomorrow. And just know that every day is a new day. It's like a golf game, Sheree. Okay, golf for me has been, my husband loves to golf, so that's why I pick up golf. That game, have you ever golfed before?
Yes.
You know what a struggle golf is. Like, and every time you play golf, it's different.
Yeah, it looks easy, but oh my God, the techniques and skills that come,
I know. Yeah. So that's one thing I had to tell myself with golf. It's like, okay, I'm out here to have fun, but yet I'm competitive with myself. But that's okay. That hole's done. I didn't do very well on it. Let's focus on the next hole.
Yeah. So,
kind of like a golf game. You just have to like, let the bad go.
Let it go. Let it go. And keep going.
Keep going. Keep moving forward.
Finish the course.
Yes.
Finish the course.
And
you keep putting up a mirror before me when you speak. So you just gave a great example. And then I immediately thought about the recent loss of my dad. And I'm, as we are, sisters in getting her done. And when he passed, it was, you know, memorial service and just business, take care of business. I did. And then after it was all over, there was grief waiting on me in my bedroom as soon as I walked through the door. And I felt so guilty, Crystal. I felt so guilty because I have so much going on. I didn't want to get on Courageous Conversation with Sheree, and I told my guests, but I got out of my hump, but I allowed myself, much like you were talking about your week for your birthday, that you go on Facebook and you show what you're doing. You're having fun, right? Yeah. Once a day, every day during the week of your birthday, you're doing that. And so what I did was go to Facebook too and express that, okay, this perfect woman that y'all think I am, I'm struggling. Like, I'm really struggling. I'm feeling guilty. And yes, this is a moment of vulnerability, but I'm putting it out here. I hope it's one person. And then of course, a million people comment. It wasn't so much for my response to it, but it was my lifeline that I was casting, because life was happening and I didn't want to be a part of it right then. I needed to sit in it for a minute. Obviously, naturally, I mean, there was nothing wrong with it. It was me. It was my ego. It was my need to do that was fighting itself until I just kind of, like, you're about to be in the pool. Like, you know, what is it? The floaty, whatever.
Oh, the floaty.
The floaty. I just needed to just chill. I just needed to relax and just float.
Yeah.
In that moment until that wave passed. And now here I am. I mean, it's been a month already. When we're talking about time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But great do you job. And moments are going to come up where you think about something or you're a moment mm-hmm. and you get, you know, and I get teary, you know, yeah. and emotional. And that's yeah. okay. That's just, and what I've been doing too is like when I went through my mom's stuff, I went back home in August last year. It was my 40th class reunion. Anyway, went through all my mom's stuff. The woman did not throw anything away ever. There was
fun. That was fun, huh?
Oh, God. Anyway, threw a bunch of things away, purged, donated, and I sent a tote home to me with all the pictures in it.
Yeah.
And spent a few months sorting out pictures. I sent some to relatives that I have no idea who these people were because they were my great-grandmothers too. And then I just did a scrapbook for my sister. You know, she was only 17, so there wasn't very many pictures, but it's kind of a healing scrapbook. And so now I'm going to do my mom this month because we both share the same birthday month. So her birthday is the 19th of March. Mine's Thursday. So I'm going to work on her scrapbook this month. And just finding a way to emotionally heal versus shedding tears. I'm doing it in a different way.
Right. You know? Yeah. And it's okay. It's absolutely okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So March 3rd?
Yeah. Thursday.
And I'm March 11th.
You're a Pisces too.
That's why we resonated so much. It's like, okay, you're like a week apart. Yes. I'm going to Virginia Beach for a week.
You are?
Oceanfront for a week. That's my gift to me this year. Yeah.
Oh, I have never been there, but I hear it's beautiful.
I went last year for the first time and it was just a wrap. I was like, I'm going back.
Oh my gosh.
I hope the weather is warmer this year, but regardless of what the weather is, you cannot, the ocean itself is worth the trip.
Oh, I want to manifest a beach house someday.
Yes, me too. Yes, must be the Pisces in us.
We need to invest in a timeshare, just like everybody invest together. But then, that's what we need to do. Yeah, my husband, this light, you know, this Arizona Mesa living.
Yeah,
probably golf, but I someday will manifest a beach house.
Listen, I'm very close to Hilton Head Island, and it's golf central and the beach and condos.
There we go.
Amazing. All right, my darling. We are going to wrap it up. Any last words, contact information? What do you want to leave with Savannah?
Okay, so people can find me currently on social media. I do not have the current website or landing page. That will be coming in the future. You can find me at Reclaim to Restore. So reclaim2restore.com on Facebook. Email's the same, so reclaimtorestore@gmail.com. And then I have a group, it's a private group that you can join. You have to answer some questions and then I'll approve you in Reclaim to Restore Crystal. So that's kind of where I've been posting. And then I'm on Instagram too, Reclaim to Restore. So I can post in all those places. And right now, currently, I've got to share this really quick. I have a workshop going on right now. It's called the Female Chronic Illness Workshop, Alchemizing Our Emotions. And so in January, I focused on nourishing our emotions with 5 speakers. In February, moving through our emotions with 5 speakers. And now we're starting the March promo, Alchemizing Our Emotions with 5 more speakers. So I have a total of 15 speakers and it's broken down into 2 weeks in each season. So we're on season 3. If you want to post the link in the notes, then people can still join the workshop for it's free. And then you can access all the interviews, even the past ones, through the end of March.
Awesome. I will do that. We will do that. We will get that up. So perfect. Make sure I have it if I don't. But any last words on your heart that you want to share with someone listening?
Oh.
I love that. Take that moment to breathe. Yeah.
I know. I think just meeting you and getting the opportunity to communicate and share my words and my experience with all your listeners out there. And just reiterate, just going with the flow, living in your moment, and just being present with your emotions.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I got. That's what came.
I love it. I love it. Be good to you. Right. When I asked you earlier, do you like you? You said, I love her. Love you. We're going to end with love yourself, Savannah.
Wow. Yes.
Feel that. Feel that deeply. Wow. That's another episode of Courageous Conversations with Sheree. I want to remind you that the viewpoints expressed in the preceding program are not necessarily that of WRUU, its staff, or its license holder. And without further ado, Savannah, take care.